Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're talking about the highs and lows of Canada's Drag Race, the Roombas taking over for brooms in Hocus Pocus 2, celebrity rumors from back when we were in high school, and we predict which midnights in particular the new Taylor Swift album is referencing. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Corey got bangs. Corey got bangs.
What?
Yeah, everyone on this around town has been talking, and we've actually been like, you know what? We need to expose him. And so here we are. What do you have to say for yourself?
My hair is versatile. It can go up. It can go down. It can go back. My hair looks sexy pushed back. My hair looks sexy with bangs.
Do you ever part it?
No, I can't.
Why not?
It's against my religion, bro.
Oh. And she's worshiping your honor. She's in service.
Do you think Jesus had more hairstyles than just the one he's known for, just the one he died with?
High pony. You know he was doing high pony.
Did Jesus
have my gosh.
Ariana Grande high pony?
Yes, yes. And he was sprucing it up with cattails found in the local lake.
What's a low pony? Is it just normal?
Low pony is exactly what you're imagining. So imagine you have perhaps a seasonal scrunchie or something, and you put your hair into it, but you don't pull it up. It's just kind of down back here.
I think that's a loose pony.
It could be.
Ride, pony, ride.
Well, there's a really cute guy at the gym who wears his hair sometimes in pigtails, and I think you're adorable.
Tell him.
I could never.
Very mean.
There's also a guy at the gym who has a rat tail, and I think, wow, I thought he couldn't get hotter, and then he had a rat tail.
Do you think in the squeakquel to Hocus Pocus that Sarah Jessica Parker will bring back the line, "My lucky rat tail"?
I hope. We all hope.
Did you say high hope?
High hope. I've got high hopes for that. I was kind of like, yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to love it. We're going to, you know, it's going to be a great.
Love what?
The movie that's coming, the sequel.
Okay.
The Hocus Pocus 2 sequel.
Did you watch a trailer?
But then when I saw the trailer, I watched it. And I was like, yes. And then after that, it goes to like a picture screen of like coming to Disney Plus or whatever, you know, blah, blah, with like the silhouettes of all the witches, all 3 witches, on one's on their broom, one's on 2 Roombas.
No.
And then the other is on a Swiffer wet jet.
No! Are you serious?
I screamed. The scream that I scrummed, it was scrumptious.
Oh my God, a witch on a Roomba. Not them coming for our brand.
No, no, no. Not just one Roomba. Each foot is on a separate Roomba.
It's like a
Roomba.
Little hoverboard, baby. I got it.
It's two separate Roombas. One foot on each
hell
Roomba.
Yeah. That's exactly how I imagined it. A hoverboard style.
Well... And who do you think is on the two Roombas?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No.
Is she on a Swiffer wet jet?
From what I can tell of the silhouette, it's giving Swiffer. I don't know if it's a wet jet.
Oh. Well, do you think...
So I'm trying to figure it out.
Hey, so wait. Huh. Is like... I mean, Roomba's a brand. What is it called if it's not a Roomba?
An automated vacuum scooter.
I don't think it's called a scooter.
Or not a scooter, but like a little scuttle around. It's an automatic scuttle around.
I do love a scuttle around. Hey, I could use one. Guess what happened last night?
What happened to you? Did you drop a whole bunch of crumbs?
No, you know that beautiful plant I had hanging in my room?
It just fell.
It fell and it fell and the pot broke, and then one of the leaves broke.
What do you think it was?
I mean, the hook fell off the ceiling. So my guess would be the hook fell off the ceiling.
Oh,
so now I have to order
not the big one.
So now I have to order more hooks. But then I also figured, I guess for any of my hanging pots, I should switch them from ceramic to like a plastic in case that happens again.
Yeah, but the ceramic was so cute.
It was nice. And you know, that wasn't even like that wasn't even a pot planter. It was like a bowl I got from Target.
Well, that's probably your problem.
It was nice, though, and I was
Did you use an L-hook? Did you do a L-hook?
An L-hook? What are you saying?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's like a kind of hook that you put in the wall, a J-hook.
Are you talking about a monkey hook?
I feel like it was just a letter. An L-hook.
Well, this is the ceiling, baby. This is in the ceiling.
Oh, I've been to the ceiling. I had a man come over from, like, some app. Oh, honey. Like, Thumbtack or something. Like, have you ever used that?
The app Thumbtack?
Or maybe it's, like, something like that. It's okay. Where you can, like, the whole time be like, I'm looking to hire a stranger to come over and hook three things into my ceiling.
TaskRabbit.
And somebody,
rabbit.
Like, says, it's something like that, yeah.
Baby, I thought you were talking about an app for fucking.
Well, anything's possible with, you know, the right, you know, the right face, the right look, the right bangs.
When you're
the right greeting when you open the door.
Would you ever flirt with your TaskRabbit?
I would. Well, why wouldn't I? I'm open if it's like a.
Are you like, all? Would you like a glass of water?
Yes, I will offer a glass of water.
Are you all? Ooh, are you sweaty? You want to take your shirt off?
I wouldn't say that, but if the guy were hot. And he said that to me, like, oh, I'm sweaty and I'd like to take my shirt off. I would say, okay. I would not suggest it to him because I feel like, is there a different power dynamic if I'm paying him and he's on the clock or something? I don't know what's going on.
Well, what if you, like, wear your jeans with your jock strap up the back? You know how people do sometimes.
No, up the back, like a wedgie.
No, well, honey, how are you going to get a wedgie with a jock strap? You couldn't.
So I come downstairs giving myself a wedgie, and I say, ooh, it sure is hot in here. Are those pots planted what?
Because you have the heat on.
Yeah, it was blasting. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to need both of us to feel it warm.
Yeah.
I'm drenched in sweat.
You're like, sorry, if it's 100 degrees in here, feel free to take your shirt off.
I didn't do any of that when the man came over, but he did, my point was he did like L hooks or Q hooks or whatever the letter is hooks.
On what?
In the ceiling.
Well, send me a picture because maybe that's what I need.
I'll have to look into it. But like those plants have not fallen.
You'll yet. Have to look into it. You can't just send me a picture when you go downstairs.
I'll have to look into it.
Should I text Crouton and see if he can help?
Yeah, I would call him a more reliable source.
Well, honey, yes. I would too.
Well, actually, he can't. Do you think he has any idea about what is going on the ceiling, or that the concept of a ceiling? He's never been that up there, up that high.
But he can see those plants. He knows how to look up.
He thinks he. You think dogs have 20/20 like we do?
Do you think dogs need glasses like we do?
Well, I don't think they can see as far. I don't know if I don't know what they can. What's their perception of the sky? Do they think
all humans have
they even considered the sky? Have they considered the ceiling?
Do they like clouds? If all humans have varying eye abilities, do you think also all animals do?
Yes.
You think there's some like dogs who got 20/20, and there's some dogs who need LASIK?
Yeah, baby. Have you not ever met a dog that's like blindish?
I've met a dog
into shit.
I've met a dog that was blind, but not blindish.
Well, so that, now you know.
Oh, thank you.
You think it's a eyesight binary?
Hey, speaking of guys that came over to fix things.
Absolutely.
Did you see that article about that guy who sucked a 10-inch penis and then went to the ER? Because it ruptured his windpipe.
This was a couple years ago, right?
I guess it was.
Follow him on TikTok.
Why is this Instagram account that I'm following publishing this today? Like, this is news today. I just saw this on a story, and you're right. The byline or whatever says July 2018.
So, yeah. And I feel like we definitely covered it.
Really?
You dumb bitch.
Well, I guess I'll unfollow this account, recirculating old news.
Yeah, either I follow him on TikTok or Instagram or something. I follow him somewhere.
Well, follow
the gay in question.
Follow me until you love me, paparazzi.
He's still at it. He's still living his life. He walks among us.
Well, honey, yeah, ain't no ruptured windpipe gonna take you down.
Now, I had something similar, but not so similar. No windpipe damage, but
Lord knows you can't talk about it because our transitions are only things that are super similar and never reach.
Oh, well, mine is very similar, actually, then. My doctor was like...
I think all you have to say is, hey, speaking of, and then you just move on.
No, it's mine is the same.
You did. Wasn't this supposed to be a story in Binge and your editor told you you couldn't?
I think so. That sounds right. It was like, yeah, well, I'll just, you know, it was along those lines.
Should it be in the deluxe version of Binge?
The deluxe re-release?
I don't know. Maybe. Sure.
Hey, next month is my 15th anniversary of being a content creator. Isn't that weird?
Fuck. I guess that means we've known each other that long too, huh?
Huh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
15 years, really?
Yeah.
Shit. Did we meet in 2007?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shit.
Sure, go there.
You know in Pure Honey by Beyonce when she says... right then, left cheek. Does it make you think of right cheek and left cheek from Little Women Atlanta when you hear it?
I don't know who those people are.
You watched Little Women Atlanta with us.
Are you saying that when she's all like...
Do you not remember Tiny...
Grace Jones.
Do you not
twice. And then she goes, right cheek, left cheek. They're shout-outs to Little Women of Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's like... Yeah, because remember in Little Women Atlanta, it was all, it was tiny twins versus left cheek and right cheek. How do you not remember?
I was not following the feuds. I was not. And I didn't catch them.
Okay, well then I guess I'll text our friend Amanda because you know she loved Little Women Atlanta and she loves Beyonce. Let's get her on the podcast.
Get her on the podcast. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey. Do you care about the new Taylee?
Who?
Taylee. She's coming out with a new album. It's her 10th album.
Not Taylee.
Little Taylee's about to do it again.
I saw Taylee announced her 10th album.
Yep, Taylee's back and back.
Yeah, you know I'm going to listen to it. I'm not going to buy 13 copies from Target to get like a picture book like she encourages everyone to do, but I'll listen.
So what? It's a new album called Midnights.
It was all like, these are all songs I wrote in the middle of the night, which I just... sometimes.
Was it middle of the night, or were there things that happened in the middle of the night?
I don't know, but it just
sometimes she didn't write them in the middle of the night.
Sometimes her story, she really do commit to a theme. All songs I wrote in the middle of the night.
I'll never be upset if a pop queen commits to a theme. Good for you.
Yeah, listen.
But if the theme is,
I saw.
Okay, you know.
I don't know what you said. I saw that the album comes out on Kim Kardashian's birthday, which people were saying was shade.
Who cares?
But I thought
people are still doing all of that.
I thought, you think Taylor Swift knows when Kim Kardashian's birthday is? I don't believe that for a second.
Maybe the lead single is about when Kim tweeted her at midnight or what. Or did that happen? Or
did
I
you
don't know.
See the Kardashians? There was like a whole list of people who got in trouble from the water, like the water.
Oh yes,
it was like they all have already used 150 times the amount of water that they had used last year.
Yeah, it's, well, you know what? When the punishment for a crime is a fine, it is only a punishment for poor people.
Yeah,
because when a billionaire gets that fine, they don't blink twice, and so the rule only exists for poor people.
Didn't you see some fucking where was it? Jeff Bezos was like building some home, and he got like a ticket every single day for like having cars parked where they weren't supposed to for like the whole six months.
They don't care.
No,
why would they care?
Yeah. I don't even think they got fined for using 150 times the amount of water they used in the previous year. I think they were just told, stop it. It was a whole list.
I'm not done talking about Taylor Swift's Midnight
Let's
album.
Let's go back to Taylee. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just pulled up the announcement. Midnights. The stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life will be out October 21st. Meet me at midnight. No. Okay. So, Corey, have you ever had a traumatic experience at midnight?
Not traumatic. I've done fun things at midnight.
Do you think she's going to include, you know what? Her and I are the same age. Do you think she's going to include the midnight of Y2K?
She better. I think that would actually be... I would be into that.
If she... Because it's her refreshing her computer, AOL online, trying to see if the internet's still popping. I would find that to be a very relatable Taylor Swift moment.
I mean, she's got a lot of songs about things that happen after dark. I was like at a trivia.
She's always talking about things that happened. And it's
doing this like trivia thing with friends once, and it was like the category was Taylor Swift lyrics where she references 2 a.m. and there were like 8 of them. And so she's always a night owl.
Can you blame
owl.
Her? She is someone who experiences time like all of us. I find that to be relatable in that way.
Okay. What do you think? What are the 13 things she got up to at midnight? Y2K is one.
Y2K is one of them. Things that happened at midnight. The release of Born This Way.
While you think about it, I will say it was also a little.
I've already come up with one. Why are you moving on?
Oh, well, because you
the
need
release
to think
of the Born This Way album.
No, I don't think she cares. I was gonna say, but I think that announcement was a little confusing because I think when she was all "Meet Me at Midnight," I think people thought that meant like a first single was dropping at midnight, and then sure enough, nothing was there.
Yeah, well, like, use your cognitive thinking skills. The album is called Midnight. She's saying, meet me at midnight. Like, just kind of, like, be there.
Well, midnight in what time zone? It's 9 p.m. for us.
Well, that is a good pregunta.
And also, do you think her worst lead single off of any album was that Me song?
Oh, was that a lead single?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, is this our Taylor Swift Queens edition?
She's already had one.
Really? For what? For what album? When did that happen? Because it was in sync with what album?
I don't know. We've been doing this for 8 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what was the question? Something about Taylor Swift? Does she know about midnight? Yeah,
you
she's
went
doing
back to Taylee. I said,
I'm not
think...
trying to talk about Taylee. I am not trying to talk about Taylee.
I said, did you think Me was her worst single she's ever released?
Yes.
As a lead question. Single. As a lead single. As a lead single.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to get DMs about this saying we're shitting on her, but I think it's a fair question to be able to ask anyone what was their worst lead single off of any album? What was Gaga's? Perfect Illusion.
Worst lead single? Perfect Illusion, probably.
There, see?
And that's that.
See how easy this is?
Or a jazz one.
I don't count that those eras.
Or wasn't her real lead single from The Fame, A.A.?
A Cherry Cherry Boom Boom?
I think it was. Like, I feel like she... Like, people want to act like, okay, people want to act like artists don't put out stuff, and then when it flops, they act like they didn't put that out.
Yeah.
But, like, but I'll tell the truth about it, because she definitely put out a music video for Cherry Cherry Boom Boom, AA, There's Nothing Else I Can Say.
I don't think those are the same song, are they?
Oh, no. Well, regardless, there's a music video for one of them. And I feel like when people talk about like the streak of her first 5 singles, everyone acts like that never happened. That was like a non-event of that experience.
Listen,
like,
you know, I've always had a problem with the pop girlies doing that. Did Ariana Grande like push out that like... what was that song?
People be doing in betwingles left and right.
The one that was all, oh God, what was it? I can't remember. Hey, did you see on
Brown Paper?
Did you see
up in juices
that one? Did you see on Drag Race Down Under season 2, the runway theme was clowns?
Okay, let me tell you, I'm not watching that season.
And they had
I'm not watching Down Under. Lip sync, no offense to Australia.
And the lip sync for your life song was Dance in the Dark by Lady Gaga. And there was a 50 plus
year, which was an Australia release. It was a Australia exclusive release, actually.
And it was and there was a 50 plus year old queen dressed as a clown wearing Heelys that just kept spinning.
RuPaul?
That just kept like spinning in circles and dancing so weird that one of the judges broke character and was like making a face and laughing because it was just different. And I think I sent it to you on TikTok. I think I sent it to you on your TikTok. So log in and check it out. I'll drop it in the Discord for anyone who's not watching. It was, hey, by the way,
it was different.
I know you're not watching, but I'm enjoying Drag Race Down Under season 2.
Well, I'm currently watching Drag Race Canada season 3.
Terrible. I think it's terrible.
Wow. What?
Really? I think the elimination order has been all out of whack. I think justice for
Miss Moco.
I was team Miss Mosu. I was team Chaos. I was team Lady Boom Boom.
Yeah, I get it.
I think there's two queens in the top 5 that I find insufferable, and the fact that there's two of them in there.
You hate Miss Fiercelicious?
I do.
I think it would have been funny if her name were Mrs. Fiercelicious. I think that would have been so great, but as the name Miss Fiercelicious, now it is not my
they all just call her Fierce names.
I know, but like the name Miss Fiercelicious is, if you were to tell aliens about the concept of drag and like the culture of drag, I think they would come up with that as a drag queen's name.
If you told a computer AI, a gay AI computer, to come up with a drag queen name, it would do that.
But I think Mrs. Fiercelicious is hilarious. Like, she took her husband's name, you know? She used to be Mrs.
Or she could just be old.
Madam Fiercelicious?
Yes.
I think if, you know what, this her drag character needs to go through a transformation throughout the periods of her life where she becomes Mrs. Fiercelicious, then Madam Fiercelicious, then Lady Fiercelicious.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, it's
Queen Fiercelicious.
Sure.
Yeah. Well.
So you hate her and Kimmy Couture?
I mean, the fact that you were able to name them both without me saying anything, I think speaks to their personalities.
I wouldn't call it the strongest top 5 of all time, looking at the contestants.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it as content, I will say.
I just feel like Kimmy Couture's personality is like a gay stereotype come to life. And I don't feel like she... And I just feel like everything's like affected. And like... And like... It's like a caricature of what a gay person thinks a drag queen should be. And that's why I think it just rubs me a little bit the wrong way. I just would rather her, like, be you.
Hey, but I will say this. Miss Fiercelicious is always bringing it to the runway.
I loved her look this week, I won't lie.
Yeah.
I didn't love the swing look as much as everyone else ate it up, but I loved her, like, sea monster.
I agree with both of those.
It's more than a bra and panty. Hey.
I will say this, though. If there's one thing I'm seeing a lot of in the Drag Race Canada season 3 lip syncs, it's direct interpretation of lyrics as dancers.
Well, that's what you
and,
hate.
Oh my God. It's like I'm like losing my mind. Is this kind of the culture of drag in Canada? Is that kind of like the style of performance? I don't mean to like drag it or like be mean, but like, if the lyric says sky and they point to the sky, if the lyric says love and they do a heart shape with their hands, it's like, that to me is my version of you took off your wig in a lip sync, so you're immediately, I discount anything you could possibly be up to because you've like disobeyed my perception of what the rules are for drag.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think the top three will be?
Giselle Lullaby, who I love. I feel like they're setting up Miss Fierce-alicious.
I think based on the trailer or the preview for next week, I think Fierce-alicious is going home next week.
Or Vivian Vanderpuss.
I feel like Kimmy and
Fierce. And Jada Hudson.
I feel like Kimmy and Fierce-alicious are lip syncing against each other next week, and Fierce is going home.
And Kimmy Couture is continuing.
I think the top three is absolutely Kimmy Couture, Shada Hudson, and Vivian Vanderpuss.
Not Giselle Lullaby?
No, I like Giselle.
What?
Yeah.
I think Giselle Lullaby is like the surest contestant all season.
Really? Wow. Well, listen, I thought Lady Boom Boom was a lock for the finals.
Me too, actually. Color me. That was a shocking elimination for me.
And
I
listen,
thought, wow, how are you getting rid of somebody that's actually like really good as eighth place?
And maybe I've just been a little jaded with Kimmy since then because she sent home my favorite.
Damn. Are you noticing a strange tension between?
I was gonna say that's what Hudson said.
Brad and what's her face?
That's Brooklyn? What Hudson said when he and I hung out this weekend without you.
Oh,
I didn't notice it, but he said the girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting. Every time we watch an episode, we look at each other. We say, they don't. I don't think they like each other.
I haven't noticed that, but hey.
Rewatch all of their interactions. It's like, I'm like, are y'all fighting? What's wrong?
And have you figured it out?
I haven't figured it out.
Do you know why the girls are fighting?
Probably because of Tracy Melchior. Probably.
Well.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, though. Who is Tracy Melchior?
Well, that's what people say about Michelle Visage.
I'm clicking her Wikipedia right now. A Canadian television personality.
Do you think it should have just been Brooklyn's best squirrel friend? Do you think it should have been right cheek or left cheek?
I'm okay with, I'm not joking when I say I like Tracy Melchior.
I like her too.
All the queens seem to love her, and I'm going to trust the judgment of the room.
I love the judging panel. I think Brad's great. I love Brooklyn. I love Tracy.
Yeah. But also, like, the challenges have some, like, Brad came into, this is like nitpicking, but Brad coming into to be the vocals for the Rusical.
It's COVID times, like, baby.
Coach, is that the issue? You can't, Leland is around. Get Leland on the phone. Leland official.
They can't fly him all the way to Canada.
Why not? There's got to be a...
International airfare?
Shania can't come do... She's Canadian.
Bieber? Drake? Carly Rae Jepsen?
I don't even know. Yes, all of the above. Anybody. And no disrespect to Brad, but like it just feels weird.
Well, tweet it.
And that's how I feel.
Wow, I didn't expect us to talk so long about Canada's Drag Race, but good for us.
Listen, we're in a U.S. drought, so.
Yeah, what's next? Oh, I mean, UK's got to be back soon, right?
I don't know. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Corey, what else is up? What else is new?
Nothing. That's it. That's all, baby.
That's all she wrote?
That was my whole checklist.
I was going to show you. So this past weekend, I did like a stream that was like a whole bunch of fun activities and stuff.
I stream.
We hosted a
few. You stream? We all stream for iStream?
Yes. We hosted a funeral for one of my bongs that broke.
Oh, I should have done that for my pot that broke.
You should have. Why not?
Fuck my drag.
Monetize your interests, Corey.
I need to.
Well, hey, who will be the sponsor at my funeral?
They're just going to make you into a... They're going to make your body into a Snickers bar again.
I came into this earth
way,
I leave earth the same way.
Tell me a casket ain't perfectly shaped like a Snickers bar.
You don't got to tell me twice. Get Mars on the phone.
Hello. Teleport me to Mars.
Anyway, what I was going to say was I one of the activities was I had to finger paint something.
What did you have to finger paint?
Tell me who you think this is.
That is the alien from Alien.
No.
That looks just like the alien from Alien.
No. Are you serious?
You think that looks like something to me? Y'all, he's showing me a picture. It's very red around the edges, very green in the middle. You think I know Brenda that well? I don't know her. I met her once.
She's zooming through space and time.
You think I've met Brenda one time. She looks...
The concept is Brenda smoking Brenda and how that would affect Brenda.
How you smoke yourself. Is that like when you get a rib removed?
I don't know.
You know about celebrity high school rumors?
Yes. What, like Michael Jackson got his rib removed?
No, ours was Marilyn Manson got his rib removed.
Or yeah, that's what I meant.
And
who else?
And
what
that
else?
Little Kim had to get her stomach pumped because it was so full of semen. That's what people at my high school said. They used to say that.
No way.
Yeah, it was always the Marilyn Manson got
in high rib. School, I'd be like, well, what was she doing with it in there?
She can make a Sprite can disappear in her mouth.
Because of what? Like the chemical reaction with all the cum?
What are you talking about?
How does it disappear?
That's one of her song lyrics.
That doesn't answer my question. What do you mean?
Do you think...
Like, she's got a wide throat and she can just insert it? Is that what's going on?
Yes, it's like when you... It's like when you put a whole peach in your mouth.
It was a half of a peach.
You can make a half a peach disappear in your mouth. Same concept, but Little Kim did it with a Sprite can.
Well, okay. All right.
Hey, that show's back on. Are you watching Making the Cut season 3?
Is it like a circumcision show?
It is.
Like, who can perform the best child genital mutilation in Western culture?
It doesn't even have to be Western.
I feel like America does it, but do a lot of other places do it?
I don't know. I'm not up to date.
Okay, well, if anyone knows the status of, like, the world, chime in real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Corey,
cool.
Where can people find you?
You can find me making a Sprite can disappear in my mouth, or at least practicing. What about you? Do you want to tell me about yourself?
You can find me. You can find me and you can find me.
How much?
It doesn't matter.
Fine you for all your water use.
Just, I won't even notice another drop in the bucket, you know what I'm saying?
Pun intended, baby.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.